Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So glad everybody's here. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Dealing with this allergy thing still. You know, I'm going to tell you, I really had a gratitude moment, though. Hmm. I struggle with gratitude because I feel like I've had to, like, work harder than everybody else to get to where I am. And it's not fair for me to think this way. But I'm in therapy talking about it, too. And I'm like, why do I struggle so much with gratitude? I had to scratch and claw for every single thing I have. This is a small thing that kind of rolls into a bigger thing. But I do have allergies right now that are creeping in. But I'm just so happy that it didn't hit me the entire year. Like, no big St. Jude, I had my voice. For all my Idol taping, I had my voice. For everything else. So if it starts to hit me now, I'm very grateful that it's picked like the Christmas. I would love to be sick on vacation and not sick while I work. Also, my therapist says that's twisted.
Yeah.
That I'm like, just make me sick all vacation. I'm fine with it as long as I'm not sick for work.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of gratitude that I did not get sick. And you know, another story was, I was with, have I talked about Ray's and Bay, that whole story? I forget what I talked about on the air and off, but here, my story was, so Ray's girlfriend, Bay, fought cancer, breast cancer, and it's, by the way, beat it, right? Do you guys say you beat it?
Oh, she beat it, yeah. Man.
But someone who was kind of mentoring her through that was our friend Leslie, who had breast cancer and beat it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with Leslie, and we were having dinner, and she was like, you know, I met a woman who's struggling with breast cancer right now, and she's like 27 and has two kids, and it's really hit her hard. It's stage 4. And she goes, and there was no reason for her to get picked for it except that she just got the bad draw, you know, genetic or whatever happened. Like, it just sucks for her. That's the kind of stuff that I've been able to see how dumb I am at not being, having gratitude for things.
Mm-hmm.
It took like an allergy hit to remind me, oh, yeah. I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fighting breast cancer or like your dad, he got throat cancer out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people in our life. So, I mean, boy, this took a turn quickly. Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah. But I have a little gratitude right now that on a very, very surface level that I'm just now starting to get like sick, like allergy sick. Because it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? I'll be off the air in a week and a half anyway.
Well, yeah, but that's awesome to recognize.
Thank you.
I'm proud
of
you.
I do feel like it's awesome too, because my therapist will walk me up to stuff.
Yeah.
She'll be like, how do you deal with gratitude? I said, you know, I've eliminated a lot of resentment from my life because I used to be real resentful of growing up without a dad and a mom being an addict, having to raise myself and growing up poor and all of this. But now I look at it as I'm so strong because of that. But then I'm like, I've had to earn everything. But then again, I got lucky enough to be healthy. I got lucky enough to be born where I was born. Like, imagine if I was born in like your kids, they were born in Haiti and didn't have a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have it. This whole thing comes back around.
You do have it.
Where it does come back.
I see it.
And it's always been there. I just didn't know I had it. I had to be talked into it.
And the more you do it, the more you'll see that you can find it.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Yes. Thank you. But I just walked us down the road where I didn't feel like I had it, but I do have a lot of it.
You do.
And I would encourage everybody else that sometimes gets bitter butt like me to go, okay, you know what? You have to be grateful for a lot of things you're probably not even thinking about right now. Like, there's so much that we're not even thankful for because, for example, I'm going to go back to getting sick for a second. You know how when you get a cold or you get sick and you're like, man, the next time I'm healthy, I'm going to appreciate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
When my nose is clear and I'm not vomiting, I'm just going to love life so much. I'm going to appreciate it every minute that I'm healthy because it's sucks. But then you get healthy and you're like, you don't even care anymore. And it's like, woo, life is what it is.
Yep.
You should take a second and be like, I'm just grateful that I'm not sick right now. How everybody doing?
That's
everybody good
stuff.
I'm thankful right now. I'm not sick.
Yep.
It's like post-Thanksgiving right now. Okay, we'll do What's the Haps coming up in a little bit. We were going to get into it there. I really had a good...
This was better, though. It's a good life lesson.
Well, for me, I mean, people come on all the time, and they're like, oh, Bobby, you're such a good role model. You do everything. You're such positive. I'm a normal human. I have to find my ways to get to these places. But I do put in the work to get there. Because I do, again, I've had bitter butt a long time for... Which, by the way, just made up that term, too, having bitter butt.
Bitter butt?
So feel free to use that as you want.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm no saint. Kind of sometimes I am. but I'm not. I'm like,
but don't get it twisted.
Yeah, but don't get it. Yeah. All right, let's get going here. Good morning, everybody. Take a second and be grateful for something that you didn't even think about, because you're too busy worried about the other things to even be grateful for the things that you have handed to you, or even your health.
Is that why it's hard for you to have the gratitude for things in your life? Because you feel like you've worked so hard.
Not even
for them,
just work.
So it's like, why am I going to be thankful for something I had to hustle for?
Yes. Like
I've been
like,
busting
why
my
am
butt.
I going to be grateful that, like, I've had to bust every part of my body for every second of my life to get all this crap. I'm supposed to be grateful for it. How about I work for it and I deserve it? That's my mindset.
Okay. I was trying to process what you were saying, because I was like, wow, yeah, because you have a house, you have a car. Like, some people don't have any of that.
Yeah,
didn't. But your mindset was, yeah, I have a house, but I work for it.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. I was a trailer park kid.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
I was like, somebody wants to hate on me for having something. Yeah, get out and hustle. Anyway, but I'm grateful. I go.
Okay. Yeah, go forward, not backwards.
Yeah. But anyway.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Temperatures across the country are dropping. New York City is bracing for a winter storm that's going to dump snow and freezing temperatures by tomorrow. In sports, the Patriots were possibly caught cheating again by videotaping the Bengals sideline ahead of Sunday's game in Cincinnati. The NFL is investigating. And finally, in tech news, WhatsApp will stop working on millions of smartphones in 2020 if you have an older iPhone or Android. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up, Amy goes shopping at Target with her daughter, and something happens that you weren't quite expecting to happen, right?
A little embarrassing.
Something we're all going to laugh at. Mm-hmm. And we'll play Riddle Me This. We'll do kids' riddles. All you guys, the adults in the room, is have to figure out the kids' riddles.
Yeah.
All right, all that coming up here in the next two segments on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so what happened?
So my daughter Stashira and I were shopping at Target. In the shoe section there, the way you try on shoes is just like open boxes everywhere, and you try them on. It's like free-for-all. And I'm around the corner trying on something else, and she's like, Mom, I want these. She comes around the corner with these super cute boots on, and I'm like, those are cute. We should get those. Where are they? Where can we find the box? She's like, I don't know. And then I see this woman coming around the corner. She's on the phone, and she's like, where are my boots? She was trying on boots, so she had her boots that she wore from home sitting in the floor while she was trying on other boots.
That's pretty funny.
And Stashira happened upon them, thought they were cute, which they were, and put them on. And
how did you get out of that situation?
I just was like, there was the girl, and then there was Stashira, and I was like, Stashira. I was like, those are her boots. And she goes, oh, well, how was I supposed to know? I mean, she's real matter of fact about it. She's like, I didn't do it, because I was mortified. So I made it like a big deal. And Stashira literally just looked at me and was like, Mom, how was I supposed to know? This is not my fault. And I was like, you're right, it's not. Let's just go. Take the boots off. Let's go.
Was the woman upset, or was she?
No, she was fine, but it was comical. If anything, she should have taken it as a compliment. Like, super, we both were like, complimented her boots. Super cute.
Your daughter's really good on TikTok, though.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I love that it's like doing, she's a little director. She puts together scenes now. She uses different people and props in the house.
The one with your son and your dog?
Yeah.
It's like the love story of Amy's son and her dog, and Amy's daughter did the videos. Really, anyway, you can. I'm at Mr. Bobby Bones on TikTok and Instagram and Twitter. Although Amy, your name on TikTok's weird. It's a whole different name.
It's Radio Amy 7.
Apparently, there were six Radio Amys before.
I thought I had Radio Amy, and I was telling people I'm Radio Amy, and then I noticed that I have a 7 by my name. And I guess when I signed up, Radio Amy must have been taken, and by default, they just gave me the 7, and I never. It's TikTok's new to me.
If you're going
to
pick a number, though,
but I didn't notice.
Radio Amy 69.
Oh, duh. Right. But I didn't notice. So anyway, I'm Radio Amy 7.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here are some easy kids' riddles for the adults in the room. We just Google riddles for kids, and this is what comes up. It's called Riddle Me This. Survivor style. You get it right, you stay in the game. Riddle number one. What is it that smells most in a perfume shop? What is it that smells most in a perfume shop? There you go. Riddle me this.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I guess I'm in.
Amy.
The nose.
Lunchbox.
Nose.
Eddie.
I said noses. Okay, good.
Wow, look at you guys. Riddle me this. Riddle number two. What kind of coat can only be put on when wet? What kind of coat?
I'm in. Lightning over here.
Wow.
I'm in.
Wow.
I'm in for the win. She's a little cocky. That's
Amy?
Right.
Paint.
Lunchbox?
Paint.
Eddie?
Coat of paint.
Oh!
Wow! You're all right. Dang. Okay, okay, okay. What has 3 feet but cannot walk?
In.
What? Whoa.
Sucka.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Did she throw some weird gang sign, which I'm not even sure was a gang sign?
I don't think it's a real one, but it looked real.
I think she just threw up fingers. She was repping some area. What has 3 feet but cannot walk?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
A yardstick.
Lunchbox?
It's a yardstick.
Eddie?
A yard.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Boom. There it is. Bam. A yard, 3 feet long, too. Woo! That'd be a stick. All right, here we go.
Oh, whatever.
I help you from your head to your toe. The more I walk. Let me start over.
Huh?
Let me start over. I help you from your head to your toe. The more I work, the smaller I grow. What am I? I help you from your head to your toe. The more I work, the smaller I grow. What am I? I think we got a stumper, folks. Everybody on the panel looks confused.
Can I hear it one more time?
Mm-hmm. I help you from your head to your toe. The more I work, the smaller I grow. What am I? If someone gets this, I think they will win. Everybody in?
Yeah.
Amy?
This isn't, I don't know, muscles.
Muscles. Lunchbox?
Muscles.
Eddie?
Skeleton.
No.
Soap, a bar of soap. Head to the toe, more you work it, the smaller,
smaller
it gets.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well,
man.
You've all missed it, so now we will go to sudden death lightning round. Buzz in with your name. If you know the answer, and you will be the winner of Riddle Me This.
Oh, you got this, Amy.
I know, I have been fast today.
Ready? What can go through glass without breaking
Lunchbox.
It? Lunchbox.
Your image.
What can go through glass without breaking it?
Eddie. Your sight.
Amy.
I don't.
What can go through glass without breaking it?
What can go through glass without breaking it? What can go through... I don't know!
Oh, Lunchbox, I'm in!
The answer is light. I'm sorry, nobody
light,
got it right.
Light definitely does.
We will go so. Another sudden death.
Oh, it does do that. I kept picturing a mirror, but okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz in with your name. The more there is of this, the less you see. What is it?
Amy.
Lunchbox.
Amy.
Darkness. Woo! I fall down, I'm not getting loose. Gotta blame it on the boots. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Ain't my fault that
wow,
I'm
nice job. Look at her. There she is. Gotta blame it
on my juice. Yeah, yeah.
How you feel, Riddle Queen?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to do it? You want to hit the winning? Raymundo, if you'll hit that music, please. The winning prize. Is to say the riddle me this jingle
okay.
In your own way.
A riddle me this.
There she is, our big winner.
Amy, you're fast
there
today.
It is.
Want to join in on a topic?
Yeah.
Call the show at 1-877-77-BOBBY.
Come on, y'all. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Jake Owen announced an acoustic headlining tour in 2020. It's called Down to the Tiki Tonk Tour, and tickets go on sale December 13th. Brantley Gilbert says his house looks like the North Pole right now. He shared that his wife has a Christmas tree in every room of their house. Even their dog and their son have their own trees in their rooms. Brad Paisley and his family is getting in the holiday spirit as well. He's sharing photos on his Instagram of the craziness their elf on the shelf is getting into, and one of them includes hunting reindeer. You can see on his Instagram at Brad Paisley. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jahir Alexander plays for the Green Bay Packers in the NFL, and he wanted to do something to, you know, give back. He had help along the way, and he used to go to the Boys and Girls Club growing up. So he went to the local Boys and Girls Club in Green Bay and handed out 100 autographed jerseys to all the kids and gave them a speech saying, hey, it's okay. You can dream big and you can go big places, because that's where he got his start playing football, and look where he is now.
That's cool. Dang, 100 jerseys, too. That ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. Good all the way around. And he went back. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A 25-year-old man was driving down the highway when he thought someone cut him off. So he starts pulling up next to him. Hey, pull over. Let's fight. Let's fight. I'm going to follow you. We're going to fight. Mm. So he gets back behind the car, and the car's like, well, this guy's going to follow me. Gets scared, drives right to the police station because they'll be protected. So the 25-year-old guy jumps out of his car, rips off his shirt, and goes, let's go. Police come out. They're like, what are you doing, dude? And he was under the influence of alcohol.
He had a feeling that's where this was going.
Yeah.
You don't go to the police station and still try to fight somebody.
No.
He didn't realize he was in the police parking lot.
Oh, he's had no idea.
No, he just thought the guy was pulling over to fight.
What's happening? All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Ball Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening? Let's go around the room now and see what's happening with everyone in a segment we call What's the Haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
I've been using this app to walk my dog again, and it's pretty fantastic, because what you do is I downloaded it, and then they background check all the people, and then they do their own check of all the people, and then they show up at your house, and you just give them your dog. And so what happens for me is when I ride my bike at my house, my dog likes to eat my feet. He just thinks that's hilarious. When I'm spinning my feet, he just tries to attack him. And then if I shut the door, he can hear me and just barks the whole time. So I was like, how do I fix this? What I do is I downloaded this app. I don't even want to say what the app is yet, because I'm not sure. I'm not sure we fall on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've only done it a few times. But they go and you watch them walk the dog, like geolocation. Like you see, they just walk from your house. And I picked an hour walk. It's 20, oh, wow. $25.
That's a nice walk.
Yeah. I get my full workout in, though. So they did an hour walk with my dog. And then they do, like, the distance. This one from yesterday. I don't do it every day. But 1.86 miles a walk. And by the way, he's a bulldog.
So that helps wear him out, too. Which is great.
He walked for 62 minutes. And they put up a he did poo. And they show where on the map he pooed. They show where
that's
he pooped.
That's funny.
Yeah, they put like a splash or bloop, like in the walking trail that they're on. They did pee, and that you get a report card at the end. Stanley's very sweet and energetic. Love to sniff around the bushes. I enjoy walking him. And so I've had the same walker now three times. It's a college girl that just shows up to the house and walks the dog. But it's pretty legit, because I don't like putting my dog away when I have to work out, and he can use that hour walk. And I mean,
And you don't have time to do an hour bike ride and an hour dog walk.
Well,
you
know? I do try to take him in the backyard and play with him.
Right.
But I really go walk him around the neighborhood. Mm. I'm not a big walk guy. I don't like to walk with me. I like to walk with a girlfriend.
What?
I don't like walking.
Oh, I love walking.
But anyway, I've been using this app a little bit. When I do determine after like five uses that it's pretty good, I'll come back and tell you guys what it is.
Okay.
I want to get the full lay in.
Yeah, that sounds cool though.
But yeah, and also my dog is now back to biting again. Not snap biting, but just like chewing on human feet and skin. I don't know. He's like, can you teethe again at a year? He's not even a year old. He's 10 months old.
Put hot sauce on his feet.
Out of control. Out of control. That's what's the haps with me.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, what's up?
So I ate out of a queso fountain, and it changed my life. So it's like a chocolate fountain. You've seen those all over the place. And you put like, I don't know, some angel hair cake or strawberries under there, and it's amazing. Well, picture this. A bar, like a table set up with chips scattered around the table. Ooh. It's called a nacho bar.
Wow.
And you just grab the chips and there's a queso fountain flowing with cheese. And I don't even really do cheese often, but I mean, you can't say no to a queso fountain.
I'm looking at it now. I imagine if you left this thing out, though.
What? Yeah.
Dry up.
Yeah, no, that would be bad. Don't do that.
We had, Morgan number two and I had queso the other night at a Mexican restaurant that she liked.
In a fountain.
Oh, it's so good.
It wasn't in a fountain. It was in a skillet, though, which is probably the second best kind of queso.
Yes.
Fountain, then skillet, then bowl.
But just like, I don't know. I just thought if you're throwing a party or a reception or something and you've got a fountain, like, go be different. Don't do chocolate. Do queso.
What would you prefer, though, a chocolate or a queso?
Queso.
Yeah, me too, I think.
Yeah, I already know because I've had both. And now had queso, and this was so new to me. I'm sure this is like a thing, but I don't know. It's new to me, so I thought I'd tell you all about it. It's legit.
All right, there you go. Hey, Lunchbox.
What's the hat?
Over to you.
Man, my wife is pregnant. She's 26 weeks pregnant with our second child. We went to the doctor yesterday, and I just want to let you know the little kid is weighing in at 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and is the size of a zucchini.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are getting there.
I love when he starts to give us fruits and vegetables, because like he did it last time, but it would go from like a zucchini to a lemon.
Yeah,
like,
it was like
different.
It was like changing shape.
Yeah, right.
He'd be like, this one's like a bundle of grapes. And then the next one, he'd say, well, this one is like a cornucopia with 7 fruits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a zucchini inside my wife just growing.
But like a baby zucchini or like a, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it says 9 inches. That's how big a zucchini is.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. Interesting. All
there
right.
you go. Hey, what's the hat?
What's the hat?
Eddie, what's happening with you?
I got really, really excited the other day because I started watching a new show on, I think it's on Amazon or maybe Netflix, called A Man in the High Castle.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. I'm like 3 episodes in. I told Bobby about it, and Bobby goes, you're not going to like that after a while.
Yeah. It's really great. Amy watched it before I did and was like, Bobby, you're going to hate it after a few episodes. And then I watched it, and in a few episodes, I thought it was wonderful.
And then you're just what the heck is happening? Like, this is so too much.
So I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm still loving it, but I know now
well,
two
maybe
of you guys.
Not. Maybe not.
Maybe
so,
not.
So it's like I'm waiting for it to get bad now.
Because the actual concept is amazing.
It's like, what if the U.S. lost the World War II, and then half of us was Japan, half of us was Germany.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. But the concept's interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
And the first few episodes are great, but... Yeah, check back in after like 6 episodes.
I will.
All right, there you go. That's What's the Haps with all of us. Hey.
What's the Haps?
Hey. Well, let's do this. Why don't we play the new Christmas song from Eddie and I, The Raging Idiots.
Elf
on the Shelf. Mm-hmm. By the way, tickets go on sale Friday to see us in Washington, D.C. and Virginia Beach. We're only adding 2 shows to our entire tour. Tickets on sale Friday at RagingIdiots.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here is the dumb debate of the day as brought to us by Lunchbox today.
I want to know if it's still cool to write your initials in wet cement. Because my wife and I were taking a walk around the neighborhood, and they were building a house. And so in front, they had redone the sidewalk. And so the sidewalk, I guess, had just been laid. So there's a little yellow caution tape, and it's wet cement. And I want to go put LB in the concrete. And so it's there forever.
At age...
38.
Okay.
Because I always think it's so cool when you were a kid and you could, you know, like put your fingers in the wet cement or whatever. And so I thought it was so cool. My wife was like, you are not doing that. You're 38 years old. And we kind of got in an argument right there on the sidewalk, on the walk, because I wanted to write LB in the cement. And she goes, it's not cool anymore to do that. And so I was like, you know what? I'll take it to the show and we'll find out if it's still cool to write your name in the cement.
Dumb debate of the day. When is it not cool to write your name in the cement, Amy?
I mean, I've done it as an adult.
Yeah!
But I was trying to think, the last time I did it, I was 22.
But what's your cutoff? It can be cool forever. That can be an answer.
And it's forever on the Texas A&M campus. Kind of excited
But is that
about
part
that.
Of it? Like, because is that something that Texas A&M does?
No. No. If I do ever go back to George Bush Avenue or whatever with my kids, I'll be like, that's my initials.
So your answer is?
I mean, I kind of think it's okay. I think it's okay.
You still think it's cool?
Yeah. Is it vandalism? I don't want to.
Well, it gets into that too. Like, you don't own that property.
Right. Yeah. Well, we do. We pay taxes.
You, from the college, maybe. Is it Texas A&M Public School?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I'm talking about him.
I just got to pay.
Where's your thing?
I mean, it was just a sidewalk. So, I mean, that's public property,
in
right?
Our
yeah, but you can't go spray paint on public property.
Oh, that's right.
You can't just go destroy things.
Oh.
Well, it's not destroy. It's autographing.
It's art.
Yes, there you go.
Again, you can't go and paint. Okay, dumb debate of the day. This is not his specific situation, but when is it not cool to put your name in cement, Amy?
Never.
Okay, so it's always cool.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but yeah, I think it's fine.
I'm going to go with after sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
After you're not.
Oh, hey, party pooper.
Okay, stick in the mud.
What? Have you done it, like, after, when's, is that the last time you did it?
I don't think I've ever done it.
Oh, man.
No.
You've never experienced it.
No, never.
Your handprints.
We didn't have a driveway. We had a gravel.
Your dog's prints.
No, nothing.
You should go experience it now.
I just think after you're 12, it's like trick-or-treating. There's a point where it's all fun, and then you just get too old to be doing that. So I'm going to go, when you hit the teens, unless it's something that they want you to mark the occasion, just for sake of doing it, it's not cool anymore. 12 is your cutoff.
Wow.
That's my that's my answer. Producer Eddie?
Bones, I'm going to have to agree with you.
What?
This is the same kind of people that carve on picnic tables at restaurants.
No, I don't do that.
There's no reason to do it. I think when you're a kid, it's cool. You put your handprints. It's awesome. But this isn't even your place. Like, this is a sidewalk. You can't do this.
There's not a wrong answer. I mean, you'll go to jail if you do it, but it's not yours. I'm saying it's just a dumb debate.
It's a kid thing to me.
It's a kid thing to me, too.
Wow, I thought everybody got a smile on their face when I brought it up, and the fact that just thinking about putting your initials in cement just makes you smile and puts you in a good mood.
It does feel good.
Okay, well, you guys have that side of the debate, and we have our side of the debate. Morgan, number two, what do you think about this? You're 26.
I think he should do it. I think it's always good to be with your kid at heart, and that's just you're having fun. If you're going to get in trouble, you're going to get in trouble, but he's being a kid, and he's living life. I think that's totally fine.
Raymundo in the glass room?
Yeah, it's just like sidewalk chalk. If you're not going to do that, why are you doing the cement? And also, there's technology now. They put another layer over it. Your name ain't going to still be there. This isn't back in the day. These guys are smarter now. They'll put a little bit more cement. And they're going to have to work harder. The construction guys already are working a full-time day. Here, add another hour to it.
Oh,
wow. Didn't think about that.
Great perspective.
I mean, if they want to ruin the art, they could just leave it be, and then it's not extra work.
Okay. Well, thank you all. There isn't a right or wrong answer. That's why it's a debate. And that was your dumb debate of the day. Go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/BobbyBoneShow and you can put your answer up there.
The Bobby Bone Show.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this year in 2019, if you wanted to buy everything from the 12 Days of Christmas song, it would cost you around $39,000.
Whoa.
The most expensive items would be the 7 Swans of Swimming.
What about the 5 Golden Rings? Because that can be really anything.
And they have to be gold.
Yeah. 5 Golden Rings. That could be like it could be $1 million each.
Well, Swans of Swimming, they're about $2,000 a piece. And then
I'll take Swans of Walking.
The cheapest item is the partridge to put in your pear tree. The partridge is only 20 bucks.
Yeah, I don't know what a partridge is.
It's a bird, isn't it?
I know, but I wouldn't see one fly by me like, honey, that's a partridge right there.
The pear tree is going to cost you about $199.95.
Crazy. So, wow. There's a really funny episode, and I know I'm going to shock you guys by talking about The Office.
Well, weird. I didn't think you were going to go there.
Where Andy buys Aaron everything from the 12 Days of Christmas. And like all the drummers show up drumming at the end because she gets attacked by the bird. This is the whole thing. And he's our secret Santa. And then it's pretty good. I don't really want to talk about The Office much, but.
No, you don't.
But
no.
Just want to talk about that. All right, what else, Amy?
So this Wisconsin city has made it illegal to throw snowballs, ranking them alongside rocks and arrows as an outlawed weapon.
There must have been bad things happened.
Sure.
So many of them that they've had to regulate.
Mm-hmm.
Much like in one of the cities in Virginia where you couldn't trick or treat after 12, there must have been a bunch of idiots who were 13 like breaking windows and stuff. Like you don't make bah humbug rules without bah humbug rule breakers.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Yeah. So why? Is there any reason as to why they did that?
And said it really is in the interest of public safety.
Speaking of which, snowballs
are deemed as, quote, weapons.
Throwing snowballs, it kind of sucks. I hate getting hit by them. It hurts.
And they never stay intact anyway.
You know, it looks fun on TV. Then your hand ends up cold. If you have a glove on, then it's wet. Yeah. I'm with that law. What else you got?
I know you don't get on Facebook that much, and neither do I, but there's like a really scary thing happening on there right now with white vans. When you...
Like a van or like a shoe?
I thought the shoes when I read the headline too, but no, a literal van. When I say white van, does that make you think of anything? Like a white...
Yeah, like creepy. Like a creeper, like a kidnapper in
right.
there.
So we already had that in our heads, but now... Like this rumor has like caused this fear that these white vans are driving around kidnapping women across the United States and selling their body parts somehow. Whoa. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. And people are giving into it. And it's really just a Facebook thing. It's not real. So don't believe it. Even though the mayor in Baltimore said to his people, his community, that he's in charge of, do not park anywhere near a white van if you see one.
Oh, why are people making this a bigger thing than it is?
It said, make sure you keep your cell phone in case someone tries to abduct you.
How about for any color van?
Right. It
you should
be
keep your cell
car.
Phone in case any car whatsoever tries to abduct you.
I know Lunchbox is particularly defensive because doesn't your dad drive a white van?
My dad has driven a white van his entire life.
And didn't your dad get called at Christmas time to not be Santa again?
Yes, because there was a Santa Claus that was with the exact same name as him that was accused of
bad stuff.
Bad stuff with underage kids. And they called and they said, are you so-and-so? And they said, yes. And they said, are you going to be Santa again after these charges? And he was like, I've never been Santa Claus in my whole life.
But they were like, you drive a white van, right? And he's like, I do. You're the one.
Right.
And what's so funny is one time we played on a softball team and this girl on our team were walking and she goes, oh, I parked right there next to the Chester Molester van.
Oh.
Is it a white van?
That's my dad's van.
See? Uh-huh. If I had a white van.
Poor people named Chester too, by the way.
No, it's not their
You're born with the name Chester and then all of a sudden everyone's going to nickname you Chester the Molester.
Or you have a work van that's white and all of a sudden you're kidnapping people.
Because the white van and Santa Claus had the same name.
There you go. We should just know that Facebook's stupid and this is not a real thing. Right,
but
Amy?
I mean, I would just still proceed with caution.
Yeah, me too.
Just don't buy a white van.
Yeah.
Or a navy blue one.
Yeah.
Right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, I've never heard of this, and now that I have, I'm obsessed with it. It's called Trees for Troops, and it's a group that delivers thousands of Christmas trees to military bases all over the world each year. And this year, they're sending out 16,000 trees to bases across the country and overseas. I guess it
Good
formed back in like 2005, and they have
morale
been,
builder.
Yeah. Oh, huge.
Yeah.
So,
and your husband, when he was, let me ask you this, when he was in the military, he was stationed, or he was, away, right? Just let's say away.
Mm-hmm.
How important was it for him to get things?
Super important.
Even little things that you would think would be non-essential items.
Super important. And every soldier, or whatever you want to say, every soldier is different. So some people just want to detach from that and do their job and be like, as soon as I'm out of here, I'm out of here. I don't want any reminder that I'm not at home with my family over Christmas. But my husband was the opposite, and most people he worked with. And plus, we would send extra stuff so he could share it with other people that didn't have people sending them things.
Well, I love that story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Getting closer to Christmas. That means another Christmas joke today.
The morning corny.
What kind of music do elves listen to?
What kind of music do elves listen to?
Rap.
Oh, W-R-A-P. Rap.
Rap.
Yeah.
That's solid. That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie says we need to book this person as a guest.
Oh my gosh, Bones, you would love this guy.
What happened?
So I went to a Christmas concert, and this guy came out as a special guest. And he starts singing an original song that he wrote. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy sounds just like Freddie Mercury from Queen. Nails it. And then he does a Queen cover. I'm like, oh my gosh, he sounds just like him. And then I find out later that he is the actual voice of the guy that sang in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. So he's the one who sang all the songs while this other dude did the acting.
Really? Does he live here?
He lives here in Nashville, and he did a great cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. I'm like, oh my, we need to get him on the show now.
So let me get this straight. The guy's name in Bohemian Rhapsody is...
Rami Malek.
He didn't sing the songs, right? He acted and then lip-synced the songs, but this guy sang the Freddie Mercury song.
He was the voice.
Okay, let me hear it. We have a clip of this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Somebody. Is anybody fine?
Is that Queen or him?
That's him, Bones.
I literally couldn't tell the difference.
It's even weird. He kind of
even
looks
with all
like
those
him.
Background vocals. That's not a Queen track.
No, he did like a karaoke track, but that's him doing the main voice.
Wow!
I'm telling you, I was
did
watching.
Did you talk to him?
I did not.
Well, how did we get him in here then?
Oh, we'll find him. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Amy, first of all, did you know that there was a different singer?
I didn't. No, I just assumed that robot guy can sing.
Mr. Robot?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would love, if he comes in, may I request Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas? Because it's Christmas time.
Yeah, if you can get a hold of him, we'll book him. But okay. It has to be either
like
late this week or next week, because then we're done.
I will find him.
What's his name? Do you know?
Mark Martel, I believe.
Did the crowd go crazy?
Yeah, everyone was just like in shock how good he was.
That's okay. So cool.
So see if we can book him here. Here, give me a Queen clip that we have. Somebody, now play him again. Somebody. You're sure that's him?
Dude, I swear this is him. Okay. And I pictured him coming in here and you just like big smile on your face saying, sing this one. Now sing this one.
How did your kids get him to play at the Christmas thing?
It was just part of a thing at the university. Okay. And he sang with Amy Grant. Amy Grant brought him up and they're like, this is my good friend, Mark Martel.
Well, while we're at it, maybe Amy Grant can come up too.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Okay, coming up in a second, they did a whole bunch of science and they have found out now the most Christmassy song, no movie, the most Christmassy movie of all time.
Okay.
They did a bunch of scientific data factors and we have the most Christmassy movie of all time coming up next here on The Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby Bones Show. Right, so a scientific study used 20 different factors to find out what the ultimate Christmas movie is. They looked at all the really popular American Christmas movies, and here are the categories. The number of Christmas references in each movie, how they did at the box office, their reviews, and how much of a festive buzz they continue to create year after year. Drum roll, please. These are the most Christmassy movies according to science. By the way, your favorite Christmas movie is?
It's a toss-up. Old school Home Alone or Elf being more newish.
Number 10, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Which is pretty good. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's a good one. Number 9, The Polar Express, which I've never seen that. That's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's good. It's a cartoon.
I think they do a version of Polar Express here. Is that what they're telling us?
Yes.
Eddie and I were playing at the Opry, and one of the guys was like, hey, they do a Polar Express. We can get on a train and like take a train somewhere.
It goes somewhere for like an hour and then comes right back. And everyone's
dressed
up.
You put on your pajamas?
Yeah, kids dress up in pajamas.
Oh, Santa's
awesome. In there. Yeah.
Ah, I want to do
that. That's a real thing.
A real thing. I guess they do it in different cities too.
Number 8 is Gremlins. Now, Gremlins falls into the Gremlins Die Hard Home Alone category of, is it a Christmas movie? You can make up your own mind. But it happens at Christmas. And with a lot of people, if it happens at Christmas, it's just a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Right.
Gremlins at 8. Number 7, Arthur Christmas. It's an animated movie that was big in England. I don't know. Number 6, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Anybody see that one?
Mm-mm. Tim Burton?
Nope.
Probably. Top 5, the most Christmassy movies according to science. Santa Claus with Tim Allen, which is a wonderful movie.
You love that one.
Love it.
Definitely Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved Home Improvement, too, and I was like, this is crazy. Home Improvement's doing a Christmas movie. Number 4, How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. Number 3, Love Actually. Kind of the only rom-com
like romantic,
on here. Yeah, 2003. Number 2 most Christmassy movie, according to science, is Elf, which is really good. And is a test of time, too, because Will Ferrell just remains funny to us.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's funny to kids.
Yes.
My kids love it.
Mine do, too.
But not that movie, but Will Ferrell's comedy.
I don't know if they know it.
Oh, so he's in Daddy's Home. Have you ever seen that? Mm-hmm.
It's actually really good.
So good. My kids died laughing. They saw Daddy's Home 2 first, and then saw Daddy's Home because they thought the second one was so good, and they loved it.
I was watching, when I was shooting that Bear Grylls show, I was in Norway, and the only American show that was on TV was Daddy's Home. I couldn't find anything in English, and so I was like, I'll watch Daddy's Home, I guess. The only thing I know what they're saying. And so it's him and Wahlberg, right?
Yes.
And like he's the stepdad and Wahlberg's the real dad. Yeah. And he's trying to like
compete.
Was
in jail and then he got out, Wahlberg, and then he comes into their life. Yeah. And then in the second one, their dads come into the scene, and like Mel Gibson is one of the dads, and that other guy from, I can't think of his name, but he's
it's actually really funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's so okay. Like kids.
I'm glad
like
you think it's funny, because I was in a foreign country going, is this funny or is this the only thing in English?
No, and I don't really know for sure if it's for kids, because some stuff it's a lot, like kind of just warning, but it goes right over my kids' heads, so it doesn't matter.
The number one most Christmassy movie, according to science, is from 1990, Home Alone.
Woo! Yes.
By the way, if you're someone who insists Die Hard is a Christmas movie, it barely missed the top 10 at number 11. And so Home Alone 2 and Scrooged also are close up there. Mm. I just don't feel like Die Hard or Gremlins or Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
But they are.
They can be put at any time of the year, and you can have the same storyline. You can't do Elf if it's not about Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's it, my classification of
requirements,
movies.
Requirements.
Yes. Yeah. So the most Christmas movies, Home Alone. Dude, have your kids seen that?
Yes.
They like it still?
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
It holds up. They laugh out loud. Home Alone 1, 2, 3.
3, though, didn't even have Macaulay Culkin in it.
Listen, the kids don't care about that.
Oh, they don't?
No, I do. How do you keep
forgetting your kid, too? Come on, after the first one, you can't do Home Alone 2. You're forgetting your kid twice.
Right.
Well, the third one had a different kid.
All right, okay.
Different family.
To be fair.
They didn't watch Home Alone 1 and see this was an issue?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go to Karen in St. Louis. Karen, how are you today?
Good morning, Bobby.
You good?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. I'd like to give you a chance to win some cash, if you would like a chance to win some cash.
I'd love it.
Yeah, okay. We will play the 60-second showdown, where I will ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get all of them right, you win $100 cash of my money. Now, do you know why it's my money?
Because the show is broke and they won't give you any money to pay for
it. Yeah, the show won't pay me money to pay you guys, but it's okay. Karen, what are you doing in St. Louis?
I'm working in the HR department for a big company.
And how's that working out for you?
Really good so far.
Do they have to come with you with all the problems? Like, somebody peed on me. Does that happen?
I'm actually on the back end of it. I'm on like the IT side of it.
Oh, okay. Like someone hacked into my video when I was peeing on somebody.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So here we go. We're going to do 10 questions. You can have the choice of U.S. history or science. Which one would you like?
I'll do U.S. history.
Okay. She wants U.S. history. So why don't we give this a run? The clock starts at the end of the first question. Boy, the first one is so easy to, like, Karen, I'm just setting you up. I want somebody to win.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. How many stars are on the American flag?
50.
Correct. In what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Correct. In which month is Labor Day?
September.
Correct. What state is the Liberty Bell located?
Pennsylvania.
Correct. What is the capital city of America?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. The Titanic sank after striking an iceberg. What U.S. city was the Titanic heading to?
Boston.
Incorrect. In what state is Harvard University?
Massachusetts.
Correct. Which president freed the slaves?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Who designed the first American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Correct. What's the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Correct. Huh. The Titanic sank after striking an iceberg. What U.S. city was it heading to?
New York.
We have a winner! Oh, my goodness! Wow.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Nothing fazed her.
By the way, this is the first ever pure winner of the contest.
Pure.
Like, once somebody won with Amy as a helper, but Karen, you're the first person to ever win the whole contest by yourself.
Wow. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good this morning. It's a great way to start the day.
Are you like a teacher or something?
How did you know all that so quickly?
I'm a trivia buff. I just like trivia.
Man, she just crushed it, and then she came all the way back around. Did you know when I was coming back around to the Titanic question what your answer was going to be again?
I did, because I knew the minute I said that I was wrong. I don't know why I said Boston. I knew it was New York.
Wow, look. Here she is, our first ever winner, Karen. Yes. Okay.
Yay, thank you, Bobby.
You're very welcome. Guys. I'm going to send you $100 in my money.
Yeah.
How do you feel about taking it? It's Christmas time. You're taking money from somebody. How do you feel about that?
I feel good because I'm going to donate it to a charity I like.
All right. We'll do that. All right, there she is, Karen, our big Karen. Stay on the phone, okay? And I'm going to get you some money.
Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome. See you later. Oh, I can't believe that. Good for her.
Bye.
I mean, listen, I have to pay my own money, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Their first ever pure winner.
It's not like you have to do it all the time.
Yeah, one time.
Oh, yeah.
No, twice, because we had to mail them money the last time, too, when Amy went with them.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
For nearly 20 years, Deb Schwartz has helped special education students at Brownstown Central High School in Indiana. But recently, Deb and her husband Dan went the extra mile to help one of those students, 19-year-old Dylan Bridges, by adopting him. He was in foster care. He was struggling in school. Deb and Dan had already raised two children, and they believe they can make a big impact on Dylan's life. So they said, hey, do you want to move in? Quote, he had a bad situation. The new life situation has given Dylan a big boost. He's now achieving in school, optimistic about his future, especially with him working with him on having not only school, but home, and then being able to live independently. And they're working on him with that as well.
Love that.
So they definitely didn't have to do that. Love that they did that. Mm-hmm. Older kid, too.
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
And special needs.
Yes.
All just amazing. Just big shout out to them. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, time now to open up the mailbag. Let's do it.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, my fiance of 2 years told me last night that he doesn't want to get married because he's working a new job that pays him more. And if we get married, that would, quote, put us in a different tax bracket. Mm. And he thinks it'll make us owe taxes instead of getting the big return when we file. I mean, I guess I understand the point, but I don't want to be dating or engaged for the rest of our lives. Like, I thought we were on the same page since his proposal was a complete surprise. I just get this slight nagging feeling that I'm being too upset or shallow about this whole thing. Is there even a point in being engaged when he doesn't want to get married? Am I expected to walk around with a ring while he walks around without one? How is that even fair? I'm just not sure what to do here. Do I continue to be engaged without the promise of marriage? What do you think? Signed, Anonymous. Amy?
I mean, no, you don't continue to be engaged. That's zero reason for me to not get married because of a tax bracket. I understand his logic, and he's trying to be all precise with every single penny here and penny there, but no, that's just not cool. Because, like, your finances are going to change. What? If you got married, eventually, if you hit another tax bracket, are you going to get divorced? No. Please. That is an excuse. If that were happening to me right now, I feel for her. That sucks.
Wow.
Wow. That's how I feel about
Amy's
that.
Amy's saying bad words.
Yeah.
Amy's been a little on tilt the last couple days with the mailbags.
I know. My daughter said sucks the other day, and I said, what did you just say? She was like, oh, I thought we could say that because you say it. I was like, oh, my bad. I need to stop saying that. But that I feel for her. That is not a fun position to be in because I just feel like, I don't know, he's just, what, cold feet.
Well, you know, yesterday, we really disagreed on the old mailbag.
Yeah, we did. You got. I didn't feel like you were. I was
not
like, why
we.
Are you
you were very sensitive.
You got feisty.
No, you did.
No,
I think you. Sometimes you come in and you're in sensitive places off the show, and you bring it on the show, and I have to. You got irritable a bit.
Oh, I didn't.
Team judges.
I did not. Yeah, I was fine. He was worked up.
Both of you guys.
You were worked up.
Well, anyway, so
whatever.
We disagreed yesterday.
Yes.
And today, we agree.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. I thought you were about to say, well, a wise man once said.
It's good logic.
Don't get married if you're in a different tax bracket.
Here's the thing.
Like, come on.
You.
My husband and I, we've switched tax brackets since we got married.
They ain't humble brag. All right, listen.
Let me get my
opinion here, braggy. Okay.
I got 13 years of marriage. It
okay.
Happens. Yeah, we went down on my tax bracket.
Eddie, that's
tax brackets.
Then you add kids. It
this
helps.
Stuff will come and go, up and down.
Yes.
Like waves in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Splishy splashy, up and down. You can't withhold marriage because of you might go up in a tax bracket.
Yeah.
That's just something you deal with together. And that's just something you just pay the money if you have to pay more money. And all the, but he just got to know what he's talking about fully. So if you're engaged, you're engaged to get married. It sounds to me, honestly, it's like it's not even about the tax bracket. It sounds to me like dude just don't want to get married.
And they've been engaged 2 years.
Yeah. If I can just say that.
Yeah.
First of all, if it is about the tax bracket, that's dumb. Stop making it about that. Get engaged. Let me just say that it sounds to me like he just doesn't want to get engaged. Or doesn't want to be married at all right now.
Right.
So I would have this conversation with him. an open one and say, hey.
Say, hey, I talked to Bobby and Amy.
Yeah, and they agreed for once on the mailbag.
I mean, this is so
It's just
sad.
Not a good situation all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Have a talk with them. Sounds to me like he doesn't want to get married. If it's really about the tax bracket, push him. We got to get married or I'm not being engaged to you. Because tax
then you
bracket's
don't,
dumb.
And then you're in that position where you're kind of forcing
someone
to get married.
Ultimatum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Sometimes dudes need them. I've needed
Eddie's
them.
Eddie's wife had to do it to him.
I needed it. Look at me.
She said, marry me or I'm... She said, poop or get off the pot.
Pretty much.
And what did you do?
And I married her.
Pooped.
Yes.
You didn't get off the pot. You married
hypothetically.
Her. That's our advice. This is not a good situation either way. He's wrong both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could not be more right. He's wrong and he's wrong.
Yeah.
That's the mailbag. Thank you.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
All you have to do is go to our Facebook page and add your input over there, Bobby Bones Show on Facebook. Or if you have another suggestion or something you want to talk about, Morgan number two, how do they get in touch with us?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
There you go. That's the mailbag. By the way, it sounds like a pretty exciting. A lot of people are reaching out from my hometown. I'm going to my hometown's basketball game on Friday night.
And so what brought this on? Just because you wanted to go to a game?
I've been trying to get back. I've tried to get back all of football season. I'm trying to get back at least once a year to see my high school. I do so much with them. I try to from scholarships. And so I want to go back. And finally, I was like, this Friday I can go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to go this Friday
night. Are you
going
alone?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'll go with...
You'll meet up with some people?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No date. Before everybody starts jumping in going, mm-hmm. I'm not taking a date.
I don't think you take a date.
I just know how you guys get
like
around
like a hometown.
Here.
This is a Hallmark movie.
Take
that would
down
be a good
to
one.
Pizza Hut.
Take a girl home with you to your hometown basketball game where you have a sign in the town.
I do. When you enter my town, home. It says, boy, don't buy bones. Yeah.
How clutch would that be? You're taking a girl on a date and you enter and you're like, oh, well, when do you know we're in my town now?
Oh, wow. When did this get up? People are like, Bobby's been up for 6 years. Oh, didn't know that. All right, Dustin Lynch riding roads here on the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Lunchbox was in the hospital over the weekend. What happened?
So my kid brought a bug home. He got sick. A couple days later, I get it. It's Friday afternoon. I wake up from my nap, and I'm like, I don't feel good. And I go in the bathroom, and I start throwing up. And next thing I wake up, I'm on the bathroom floor. So I passed out.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, no big deal. And
wait, no big deal?
That's crazy.
I don't know that I've ever passed out.
Just one time. So I was like, it's no big deal.
Wow.
About an hour later, same thing happens, and I wake up on the bathroom floor again. I'm like, okay, this is scary. So later, my wife gets home, and I'm on the couch, and I got to go again. And I start walking to the bathroom, and I say, I'm not going to make it. So I try to grab onto the wall. And next thing I know, my wife is waking me up off the living room floor, and she says I was just sprawled out, my head up against the TV stand, and she heard a crash. She comes running down the stairs and goes, it's not funny. That's not a funny joke. And I didn't move. And she said she shook me for like 10 seconds, and I finally woke up, and I said, where am I? And so she's like, we're going to the ER. So we go to the ER, and I tell them I've been passing out, and they give me an EKG test to check my heart, and... I mean, the ER, when you go in, is packed with people.
What are most people there for?
I don't know. I don't talk to people. I mean, it's just overloaded with people.
You pull out the hidden mic and be like, why are you here?
No, because I am feeling...
I'm always curious.
Yeah, yeah.
How long
have you been waiting?
That's a funny bit. Yeah.
I was feeling so bad. I was just like, it's going to take me forever to get in. I'm just going to sit here with all these other people. So they're at the front desk. So what's your occupation? I'm like, Lunchbox, Bobby Bones Show.
Oh my gosh.
You did not. You did not drop your name at the ER.
Yeah, because they asked my occupation.
But that's not your name. You have a real name.
But my occupation. When they said occupation, I said Lunchbox, the Bobby Bones Show.
Which, what was your goal with that?
I saw all those people, so I figured I was going to be waiting for a long time. And when I'm sick and I'm not feeling good and I'm passing out, I feel like I need to be moved to the front of the line.
Do you think that what you were going through was worse than what everybody else
was
going
through? Yes, because they were kind of laughing and joking with each other and talking and hanging out. I was in not a joking mood. I was not looking. I was not talking to my wife. I was not talking to anybody. It was, and then I'm worried, you know, if people see me, oh, there's a celebrity in the waiting room. They start wanting to come take pictures. Like, I don't have time for that.
I didn't think about that.
So I get back in the room, and I think they moved me up a little bit because of who I was. And all of a sudden,
are you, by the way?
Lunchbox, the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, all right.
And so I get in the room, and the doctor comes in, and he starts talking to me about all this, about passing out, and he doesn't know why. So they run all this blood work. They hook me up to an IV, and then the doctor brings in, oh, here's my assistant that wants to...
Why are you doing finger quotes over assistant?
Shadowing me. All of a sudden, he has a shadow because a celebrity's in there. So he's bringing he's bringing his buddy from another part of the hospital to come check me out.
Do you really believe this is happening?
Yes.
Do you really believe?
I mean, what are the odds that when I come in, there's a shadow? Because the first time the doctor came in, there was no shadow. And the nurse... Like, I had one nurse, and 20 minutes later, oh, I switched shifts with Stephanie. I'm here. And I'm like, come on. Like, really? I am just trying to get healthy here. I am sick.
Oh, my
I feel
gosh.
Like, I am passing out. Like, I am literally passing out when I'm sick, and you're bringing all your friends in. Switched with Stephanie. Stephanie went home for the day. Yeah, right. So, okay. They could not figure out why I was passing
Even
out.
Even with all these people, with like nine nurses.
I mean, with nine nurses.
Show and tell. It's
doctor.
Not-
I mean. Yeah. And I got IV. I got two bags of fluids. I was in there for like 6.5-7 hours.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Do you think you were held longer?
I think because they were hoping more friends would be able to get up there.
Oh.
And then I was worried. Like you see on TMZ, like, oh, Reese Witherspoon goes to Cedar Sinai, you know? I was like, great, I'm going to be on TMZ. One of these people came in here and took a picture of me in the hospital.
Okay.
And
But
I haven't seen anything on TMZ, so maybe they followed the HIPAA laws, but they did invite the rest of the hospital staff. And then when I left, they all, oh, have a good night. Have a good night. Everybody make sure. I hope you feel better. I didn't see them doing that to other patients.
Oh. So would you say, and by the way, just to our listeners, I don't think anyone else on the show feels this way about themselves, just Lunchbox.
Nope.
But I'm going to ask this question. Do you think your celebrity status, whatever that means, helped you in this situation?
Oh, for sure. I mean, because the waiting room, I'm telling you, if you ever go to an ER, it takes a long... There were so many people. I didn't realize how many people went to the ER. And there was a lot of people. And when I left, there were still a lot of people out there waiting.
Same ones? Some of them?
A few of them, yes. They've been waiting forever because they didn't have the clout. Oh, man. It was rough. I mean, I'll be honest. The first time I passed out, I thought I died. No. Listen. Because I have my head over the toilet...
You thought you died.
I did.
Yeah.
Because when you wake up, everything's kind of blurry. And I had no idea where I was. And my bathroom is white. And they say when you die that you see white. And so I just laid there for a second. I was like...
Was it also dirty?
Oh, it was real dirty.
Heaven's dirty.
Yeah.
They say there's pee on the floor of heaven.
Let me tell you, I had a bruise on my side because I landed on the toilet bowl brush. Like, it stabbed me in the side, and I really thought I died the first time I passed out.
How long did it take you to realize you hadn't died?
Probably about 5 seconds.
Okay.
Then I realized the toilet's there, and I was like, okay, I put it together. I was throwing up, and I guess
Heaven's a commode?
That's nice of them.
It's scary. I mean, the second time I passed out,
The whole passing out
is
weird.
But I'm still worried about it, especially because they don't have a conclusion.
Yes, because the second time I passed out while I was throwing up in the toilet, and then I woke up, and I had... thrown up again on the ground and my face was in the throw.
Oh.
Yeah, that part's scary. That part.
Like, I'm worried.
It's like a serious human.
Thank goodness I got to the hospital on time and they treated me like the celebrity that I am because they got me feeling so much better.
Do you think they took better care of you because
I don't think they would give a normal person an EKG, whatever that means, but they hooked up some monitors to my heart to make sure it was okay. Oh.
Well, we're glad you
And I didn't have a pillow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And one of the nurses went and stole a pillow from someone else's bed.
Oh, so they took it from a non-celebrity.
Yes.
Oh, man. That other person didn't have a pillow?
Plus, being a celebrity, they didn't charge me a dime. Walked right out.
Oh, dang. You got a celebrity discount?
You just haven't gotten your insurance bill yet.
Didn't have to pay a dime.
Okay.
They just handed me a piece of paper and said, here's some medication. Have a great night.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Check your mailbox.
Oh, we're glad you're okay.
A trip to the ER.
That was the scariest. I mean, the fact that I passed out from a standing up position, that was probably the worst one.
And also, you should not play jokes on your wife so much because when you do really hurt,
right.
She's like,
ah,
get up,
funny.
You dummy.
Yeah, she did. And she's pregnant. She came running down the stairs. She said, that's not funny. And I didn't move. She goes, then I got scared.
Well, we're glad you're okay. You're okay now, right?
I am. And thank you to everybody for the thoughts and prayers. I really do appreciate it.
Nobody gave you thoughts and prayers. Nobody knew.
Oh.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, this game is simple. It's early in the morning. Going to warm everybody up with this game. I'll play you a sound. You name the sound. That's it. We're playing Name That Sound. These are all different things you'd find around the office. Now, they all get harder as we go. Miss it and you're out, Survivor style. Let me introduce our three players. First of all, to my left, there she is, Amy, everybody.
Hey, hey. I'm really good at sound.
Yes, she is. Over right in front of me is Lunchbox. There he is.
Yeah, I work in an office, so I should know these sounds.
And over there next to Lunchbox is our video producer, Eddie.
Yeah, my life is an office, so it should be easy.
Excuse me?
My life is an office.
Oh, your life.
Yes, yes, my life.
All right, I said your wife, too. I was like,
she's not an office.
Sound number one. Can you name this sound? I'm going to play it for you again, and then we'll play the hold music, we call it. All right, here we go. Here's the sound one more time. There you
go. I got it.
There you go.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Everybody in?
How specific do you need?
I just need what's written down here.
Oh.
If it's ever close, I go to Mike D.
Okay.
Okay. Amy.
Tape.
Lunchbox.
Tape dispenser.
Eddie.
Tape.
Tape is the answer. Everybody's going through there. Nice work. All right, here we go. In the office, what is this sound? Sounds from the office. What is that sound? Amy looks puzzled right now.
Because it could be a couple of things.
Sounds from the office. Hit it again.
I got it.
I'm in.
Hundo P.
I'm in for the win.
Okay. Let's get a little hold music going here. Amy, what is that?
It's a vacuum.
Lunchbox.
Oh, that's a shredder.
Oh, and Amy goes a ha-ha in your face laugh.
Oh, because Eddie, I think, gonna do.
That is a paper shredder.
Yeah.
It is a vacuum cleaner. That's a vacuum. Play it again, Raymundo. Doesn't even sound like a shredder.
Yeah,
you don't hear the paper
vacuum
crinkling?
I hear things getting sucked up into the bottom of it.
Paper?
Yeah. Sorry, you two. Oh, by the way, here's Amy. Here you go.
Oh.
Oh.
That was terrible.
You want to do one more run?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. All right, here we go. This is the next game even. We'll do another quick round. And action.
This is still at work.
Office sound.
Is that one sound?
It's one. Sure, it's one thing. Okay. Go ahead, let's play it again. All right. Everybody's trying to act it out what they think it is.
What? At work.
I'm in.
All right, Lunchbox is in. Amy, are you in?
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, you ready?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
A phone ringing on silent.
Lunchbox?
Phone vibrate.
Eddie?
Cell phone vibrating.
There we go. Everybody gets that one. Good. Oh, they're getting a little harder now. Here we go. Sounds from the office. Can you name this sound?
I'm in.
Huh?
One more time for those listening in the back.
I think I got it. Okay. I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy.
The hand dryer in the bathroom. Oh, no.
Lunchbox.
I put copy machine.
Yeah. What? Guys, it's easy. Copy machine.
Oh, I did not hear
Amy,
that.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Oh.
Next one up, Survivor style, second round. Hit it.
I'm in.
Hit it again. There it is. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Stapler.
Eddie?
That's my stapler.
Have you seen my stapler? Amy, beat my stapler.
My stapler is a red
stapler. Have you seen my stapler? The red stapler.
Swing line stapler.
Stapler. All right, here we go. Next one. Sound from the office. Go ahead.
What?
All right, play it again.
Oh!
I hear a button.
What? I'm in for the win, I guess.
Lunchbox?
I'm in.
Hand dryer.
Eddie, do you have hand dryer?
I do not.
Okay, so you can still win if you get this right.
I don't know.
What do
I have it.
Eddie?
Heater.
Amy?
Microwave.
Microwave.
Oh, of course, in the break room.
We're now at a sudden death, so...
Man, that was a tough one.
First of all, you play it again, remember the microwave?
No, it's easy.
I know, it's easier when you dumb. Hear what it is. Okay, so first one to get this right wins. Sudden death.
Oh,
yell,
name?
Yell your name. Yeah, here we go. This is, let's do, in order, number 7, right? Here we go.
Eddie. Vending machine. Yeah! Lunch, where were you?
I don't use the vending machine.
Nice. That was quick, man.
Thank you, dude.
Hey, are you willing to play the vending machine one final time?
Here's that coin. Chips come down. Or maybe a Coke. That's a Coke.
Amy won, Eddie won. Both of you guys, nice job. Big winners there. There we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, come on.
You going to San Antonio tonight?
Yes. Going to a station concert there.
Yeah, what's the deal? Do you know?
I know that Michael Ray's going to be playing and going to do the two-step and cowboy.
He's going to do it?
He'll be there.
But who?
Blanco Brown.
Oh, Blanco Brown. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so our station in San Antonio, KJ.
Yeah, I mean, there's other artists too, but it's just a...
Look at you getting
like
out.
A Christmas concert.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at you. Look what are you doing?
I'm going to the Boys and Girls Club here in town to work with a bunch of the kids.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going out this afternoon. I'm doing a thing there, just a kind of a mentoring thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if I can shape the next generation of youth.
Yeah.
What kids, are you going to do, play ball or something?
Kids don't even care.
Well, they like that someone's hanging out with
that's
them.
That's what they care about. Like, honestly.
That someone's hanging out with them, yeah.
Yes. That's all. Yes. And I say that in a way of, if you're listening now, it doesn't matter how cool you are, because kids think you're cool if you're there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's why kids think their parents are so cool, because they're with them. So, what I mean by they don't care is, like, they don't care that I'm whatever I am, moderately known in rural areas.
Dance champion.
Yeah, they don't care. But what they do care is that a human comes up and spends time with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go today and spend some time over there.
I love that.
I think it'll be pretty cool. Yeah, thank you guys. Hit up my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, or you can hit the show Instagram, @ Bobby Bones Show. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you on Wednesday. Bye. Get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on. Bobby Bones.